From the pen of master storyteller Archie Jeffries comes his most controversial novel yet. Banned in Bahrain, burned in Baghdad, and finned everywhere else. At last, adapted for radio, Gush! With special guest star Alan Bennett as Colonel Rex Cobra of the United States Airborne Special Forces Commando Squad. This episode of Gush is brought to you by new sponsors. The Star of India Restaurant in Croydon High Street.
As English ambassador, I have been asked to address this United Nations Emergency Assembly on the Middle East crisis. For non-English speakers, there will, of course, be a simultaneous translation. As a result of Prince Saudi of Arabia cutting off oil supplies to the West, the world is on the brink of war.
Prince Saudi cut off oil supplies to the West. The world is on the brink of war.
Furthermore, Saudi is using our trade minister, Foxwell Cravat, his arch-rival American tycoon Max Pomeroy, and British consul Charles de Vere as a human shield at his Araby refinery. Elsewhere, designer Lady Arabella Derbyshire and actress Ialanthi Diamond are stranded in the Sahahaha Excelsior Hotel.
Can't you not just learn English? It's perfectly clear what he's saying. Just listen. I'm off.
And to make the military situation absolutely clear, I'd like to introduce the Chief of United States Airborne Special Forces Commando Squad, Colonel Rex Cobra.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry I'm late, but the bus broke down outside Safeways, and I popped in to buy my auntie a packet of digestives. Not the chocolate ones, because they don't agree with her.
Thank you, Colonel Cobra. Thank you. So, there you have it. On behalf of the Allies, I can categorically deny that any airstrike has taken place whatsoever.
Oh, Pomeroy, that was close.
Not for me, Cravat. These are U.S. smartphones. They know an American citizen when they see one.
But you're officially resident in the Bahamas for tax purposes.
Oh, jeez, Amir, I forgot. Let's get out of here.
So much for the refinery. Saudi will have to retaliate now. We've got to get that incriminating photograph of him and Arabella back to the West.
Well, let's head for the beach. What? With any luck, there will be an Arab dhow lying around unattended, which we can steal and sail to Cyprus where we can hand over the photograph, get it published, stop the war, and come out of this as heroes.
Damn.
What's the problem?
There's no Arab dhow.
Any other bright ideas, Pomeroy?
Okay. There may not be an Arab dhow, but there is this.
A Lilo?
Oh, don't worry. I was All-American Inter-Varsity Lilo Champion 1957.
Stop bursting, Pomeroy. I won a Lilo gold medal at the Commonwealth Games in Toronto in 1958, and I don't make a big thing about it.
Look, you two! Aren't you forgetting something?
Don't tell us you have some hidden Lilo qualifications in here.
No! I'm pretty hopeless when it comes to inflatable water sports. Oh, look! The guards are gaining on us!
Just get on the Lilo, Tavir!
Look, I probably won't make it. No, yes, I don't. I'd better give you cash for the photograph.
I'll take it.
I can't trust either of you on your own. I'm going to have to tear the photo in two and give you a half each. That way you'll have to depend on each other to get out of this mess.
Yeah. Hello. The enemy's gone a bit quiet.
Yes. That's because they're setting up an RSC X-34 heat-seeking surface-to-surface missile.
How do you know that?
I sold it to them.
Oh, no!
It's all right. They tend to backfire.
Two lemons and a prune. Story of my goddamn life. Ialanthi Diamond put in everything she had. Pulled the lever and gave life. What did life give her back? The jackpot? Don't make me laugh. It didn't even cough up a token for another girl. Damn this machine!
man, this bar, this hotel, this crisis, this German trade delegation I'm stuck with.
You have finished with the machine, Miss Bannon?
Finished? Yes. That's me.
My turn.
Oh, I think it is the day of my luckiness, yeah?
Arabella!
Hi, Lancy. Someone has ransacked my room.
Really?
But whoever it was didn't steal my collection of snazzy fashion designs, so it must have been someone with no taste at all. But who?
Miss Diamond, your banana daiquiri and creme de menthe cocktail.
Ooh, with a lovely little pink umbrella on top.
I'll Lancy you.
What?
You stole that photograph from my room.
One of you and Prince Saudi in a compromising position? I don't know what you're talking about.
No one slapped me on the face. How? No one slapped me on the face for slapping them on the face.
No one slapped me on the face for slapping them on the face for slapping me on the...
Ladies, please stop. I want to go and get my camcorder.
What did you do with that photo? I've got to get it back. It's my only chance to save my happiness.
You're blinded by love, Arabella, can't you see? It could never work between you and your precious prince.
Face it, Arabella. You're a loser in love.
It always ends in tears.
Stop it! I can't bear it! You're like some terrible old record stuck in a groove. Groove!
Groovy gear, Arabella, baby. Your fashion collection is a hit of the 1969 scene. And this King's Road boutique of yours is a really happening place.
You really think so?
Yes. And you've done it all on your own with no help from that old square Max Pomeroy, who is the husband you left.
I know.
Let me get you another glass of marijuana. I tell you, Bella, baby, your ideas have turned fashion upside down. Zoom shorts, see-through ties, straight white shirts, and now the snap tab.
It's crossed between the smock and the cap tag. Do you think it'll catch on?
Now, are you kidding? Princess Anne wants one. Believe me, doll, yours is the look of the early 70s onwards. Everyone will be beating a path to your door.
Arabella, I'm from Vogue, the influential fashion magazine, and we want to put your clothes on the cover.
Arabella, darling, I am Coco Chanel. Tell me, are ends going up or down?
Hi, Arabella, I'm the young Peter Hall. Do you think I should grow a beard?
Look, everyone, this is great, but I just need some space. It's all too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse Lady Arabella. She has a pressing engagement with me.
But I...
Make way, please.
Don't worry. I've taken the liberty of booking a table at a little restaurant I know.
Far out. Wasn't that mysterious man Yves Saint Cointreau, the king of the catwalk?
France's debonair designer whose name has been linked to all of the most beautiful women of the late 60s?
Yes, Peter. If Arabella and he were to join forces, you'd have ultra-modern clothes with an international haute couture label. Fashion-wise, it could be as big as the invention of slacks.
Let's just hope he doesn't steal all her designs and try and kill her.
When you said you would whisk me off to dinner, I didn't realize it would be in your private jet all the way to the Star of India in Croydon High Street.
Yes, the Star of India, where East meets West and you can enjoy the authentic flavor of the subcontinent in a comfortable and friendly environment.
Tell me, do they have a takeaway service and separate facilities for party and corporate bookings?
Naturally, that can be arranged. But now, my fairy, a toast to our future together.
Together? What do you mean?
First, I propose that you and I become business partners. And secondly, that we become lovers.
You're very sure of yourself, aren't you, Mr. San Quantro?
It is inevitable. You see, you English are like the cool of this lager, and we French are like the warmth of this Vindaloo. Put them together and...
Anushka is wearing the very latest thing, the duffel kilt. All the style of a kilt, except with toggle and a hood.
You see, my darling, we have done it again. We have conquered Paris, Milan, and now New York. We make clothes like we make love. Beautifully. Terribly. Passionate.
On the desk in your office.
And we do it again. And again. And again. And again.
Again, please, ladies. Now I have the camcorder. Please to continue with the sexy slapping.
Oh. Oh.
Now, Ayalanthi, tell me what you did with a photo of me and Saudi. You gave it to De Vere, didn't you?
De Vere? Of course not, Arabella. What a ridiculous notion.
You always were a terrible actress.
No, no. No, I was miscast. Underused. The scripts were bad.
Now I know that De Vere has the photograph.
So what are you going to do about it?
Prince Saudi has summoned me to a secret rendezvous, and I'm going to tell him everything.
I used to come to this oasis as a boy, when I needed to be on my own to think.
It's amazing. Who'd have imagined such a place in the midst of the sun-baked wasteland?
What, a fully integrated office communication center with phone, fax, and satellite link-up?
Yes. And such a big desk underneath the palm tree. You amazed me, my sultan of the scorched sands.
We must be careful, Arabella, even here. But what of the photograph we foolishly took on self-timer that afternoon in your hotel room?
Oh, I haven't let you down, my prince. I know for a fact that it is in the possession of Charlie De Vere. Why do you laugh so? You almost make me frightened.
I'm sorry, my dear. It is just that your friend, Mr. De Vere, is dead.
Dead?
Along with Pomeroy and Cravat. They were all killed by their own side in the raid on the oil refinery. What a cruel, though pleasing, irony. Oh, that'll be for me. Excuse me. Yes? Escaped? On a Lilo?
Bad news.
Your friends have escaped out to sea. They could be anywhere.
Row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily. Come on, everyone. Sing, damn you, sing. Or you'll fall asleep and drown. Well, what shall we sing, then?
I know. Take a leader, Manina, from Puccini's La Boheme.
Don't be absurd, De Vere. We need something more popular.
It's very popular. They used it to advertise that pizza sauce.
Can it, De Vere? I don't want to sing anything.
Show some spine, Pomeroy. It's the way we British survive. Come on, De Vere. Let's show him. Roll out the barrel. We'll have
look,
a barrel.
I'm an American. I don't know the goddamn words.
Something American, then. YMCA by Village People. Young man, if you're short on your dough, I said, young man, there's a place you can go. Okay, it's not everyone's taste, but some of their other ones are quite good. In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas.
Whoa! Listen, De Vere, we are going to sing something traditional and morale-boosting.
Bat Out of Hell by Mika.
Shut up! Shut up, both of you! I'm not going to sing, and that is final.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, all right. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better be good. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You are the head of ASP.
Yes, the Arabi Secret Police.
I know what ASP stands for.
It's an acronym, you see. You think it is the snake. And yet, the letters are the initials.
I am aware of the function of an acronym. Do not presume to lecture your prince on the subject of word formation in the English language.
It's neologism, really.
Oh, shut up!
Your Highness, you are clearly very worried about something. That is the fourth ugly bubbly pipe you have smoked since I came in.
Listen to me, you dung beetle. If you do not recapture the prisoners, you will die.
Fair enough.
But not only that, all your family will die with you.
I hear what you are saying.
And all your friends, they too will die.
I see.
And even vague acquaintances, people you were introduced to once at the party, they will die also.
Right.
Pen pals, business contacts, domestic animals,
all will die.
What about my dentist?
Do not dare to question me. Though as it happens, he will die as well. Now go. You must find those prisoners and bring them back, dead or alive.
Look!
Behind us! Our warship!
God, they haven't seen us. They're going to run us over.
Stop!
Help! No good. We've got to catch their attention some other way. Because they knew we had a mirror to reflect the sun's rays into the eyes of the captain on the bridge.
I haven't got a mirror, but I've got a platinum super executive credit card.
Brilliant. We can use it to fire a mirror.
No, you idiot. We use its highly reflective platinum super executive surface as a mirror.
Great, Pomeroy, give it here. They're almost on top of us.
All stand to attention on bridge. Inspection by Supreme Allied Commander General Hank the Tank Butsacker and British Commander Brigadier Jeremy. We're only doing our job, Delavilliers.
Welcome aboard, sirs.
Carry on, Captain. Quite a tasty little bathtub you got here.
Yes, sir. We got Seawolf, AWACS, EPCOM, NAVSAP, Tiger Cat, Comfish, and Spider-On facilities.
And what do they do?
They kill people, sir.
That's what I like to hear. Now,
I said, chaps, I think something's flashing at us from the water straight ahead.
You're right, Brigadier. Seems to be some kind of message.
Good heavens. It's the theme tune from Inspector Morse. They must be English and consequently worth saving. Stop the boat. We're about to crush them.
Don't panic, ladies and gentlemen. This is just another air raid warning. Will you please make your way down to the hotel basement in a slow and orderly fashion so that the staff can get down there first?
You can run, Arabella, but you can't hide.
What do you mean?
Those smart bombs are quite smart enough to know that you're guilty of consorting with the enemy. They'll be through reception, down the lift, and into the basement after you.
But I had to tell Prince Saudi. If a smart bomb can see inside a woman's soul, it'll realize I had no alternative.
Well, that depends on how smart bombs view a woman who has betrayed her friends.
Friends? What friends?
You owe your life to Foxwell, or have you forgotten? Forgotten!
You have forgotten, haven't you? Well, let me remind you. Mind you.
Adieu! Arabella! These designs of yours are terrible. You're joking with me, no?
I don't understand, Eve. They're the best work I've ever done. It's a radical new approach. This time, I've designed clothes for women to buy and wear, not just look at in magazines.
That is ridiculous.
It's called the wearable collection. Look, a blouse that completely covers your bra. A skirt that's neither very, very short nor very, very long. Shoes that you can walk in. Oh, Eve, this will be marvelous. Say we'll do it.
You want to make me the laughing stock of the entire fashion world? I say no, no, and no again.
Well, in that case, it's all over between us. I used to respect you, Eve. I used to love you. But now we've had a disagreement, I see you for the man you are. Vain, self-centered, and shallow. Oh, you're charming enough with your bouquet of flowers and candlelit dinners at the Star of India in Croydon High Street. Now, under new management, with an increased range of finest Andorian party specialities, as well as an all-you-can-eat Sunday curry brunch. But unlike their courteous and friendly staff, you, Eve, are a fraud, a charlatan, and what's more, French. You're an SH1T, no worse. You're a complete B.A. circumflex T.A.R.D.
Soutalo, these English women, they are so perceptive about character. But how perceptive? Did she know, for example, that I secretly think her new designs are the most brilliant ever and that I want to steal them for myself? There's only one thing for it. I must kill her.
Foxwell? It's me, Arabella, phoning from Paris in France.
Arabella? I haven't seen you since you left me standing at the altar. Well, I didn't actually see you then because you didn't turn up, so technically it was the night before.
Foxwell, forgive me. I've no one else I can turn to.
What about Pomeroy? You married him, remember?
Well, Max and I are through. I've been living with Yves Saint Quentin. Something has gone horribly wrong, Foxy, and I'm scared. Scarier than I've ever been in my life.
So, you're at your scaredest. But what can I do? I'm in Los Angeles trying to save my wife, Iolanthe, from self-destruction. It's going quite well.
Well, I know I'm being selfish and I've no right to ask anything of you after the way I treated you. It's just
What?
Hello, Foxwell.
Madame Lady Arabella Derbyshire?
Flowers for me.
Hello? Hello?
They're from Eve. He's sorry.
Hello? Hello?
He wants to make it up. I must go to him.
Arabella? Arabella, is everything all right?
Oh, it's you, Foxwell. What do you want? Can't you leave me alone?
What?
Can't you just get out of my life? I love Eve, I tell you, and he loves me. He's the most wonderful man there has ever been.
Ah oui, un ticket pour le top de l'Eiffel Tower.
Thank you. Isn't it romantic? My lover wants to meet me at the very top of the Eiffel Tower to talk things over.
24 francs, s'il vous plaît. Et vite, madame, c'est le last lift aujourd'hui.
How could I have misjudged Eve so badly? He's warm and kind and generous and sincere and forgiving. He's not a complete batard at all. Darling Eve.
You can. Alone?
Of course.
Good. Now I can kill you.
So I was wrong about thinking I was wrong about you. And right all along in thinking I'd been wrong about you to start with.
That sounds right to me.
You'll never get away with this, Eve.
There, my cherie, you are mistaken. As you were when you dared to design clothes more sensational than the great Yves Saint Quentin. Tonight, there will be a tragic accident. No one will suspect a thief. Two lovers meet at the top of a tall monument, and one of them falls off. The other one is left to steal all the dead one's designs and pretend they are his own. It happens all the time.
All right. Maybe you will get away with it.
That's right. Now you must excuse me, Arabella, while I push you over the balustrade.
Hold it! Hold it right there! Saint Quentin!
Foxwell!
Mad.
Yes, it's me. And it looks as if I hadn't run all the way up the stairs in vain.
But how?
How did I get here? As soon as you put the phone down, I sensed something was wrong, so I took the first plane over. When I got into Paris, I didn't know where to find you, but I had a hunch that Saint Quentin, with his flair for the dramatic, would pick one of the major Parisian monuments to stage this sort of stunt. So I headed straight for Notre Dame. And then Sacré-Cœur, then the Louvre. But you weren't there either. As a last resort, I came here. And here you both are.
Except Eve! Because look! While you were talking, he's made a run for it and he's clambering down the superstructure!
You fools! You never catch me! I deny everything.
What? Oh, no! The toe of one of his platform winkle pickers has caught in a crossbeard and throwing him off balance.
Help! Help! I'm back on you! I'm slipping! I'm falling! I'm screaming!
Ah! My God, what a mess. Are you all right, Arabella?
Yes. I'm fine, Foxwell. Really, in a way, this close brush with death has made me think about who I really care about. Deep down in my soul, not some passing infatuation, but my oldest love who I've shunned for far too long.
Oh, Arabella.
Yes, Foxwell. The man I love is Max. Now it's all clear. All clear. All clear. All clear. All clear. All clear.
All clear. The air raid is over. Guests will be pleased to hear that the hotel was not a target. It has consequently only been hit 3 times.
I need a drink. Where's the bar gone?
It has now moved to the top of that tree, Miss Diamond. But for you, it remains open.
Come on, Arabella, give us a leg up.
This place is a disaster.
Yes, Arabella. Like your life.
I've ruined everything, haven't I?
Not quite. There's still one thing you can do.
Yes?
Kill Saudi.
Welcome aboard, gentlemen. I'm Captain Enterprise of the USS James T. Kirk. Make yourselves at home. Mr. Gravatt, Mr. Pomeroy, Mr. DeVere. You must be the luckiest guys alive.
You're right. It was a jolly close one, thing.
We thought we were goners.
Especially me. At one stage, they were going to eat me.
Only when you shot the albatross.
Well, I expect you guys could do with a bath, a shave, and a good meal. What do you fancy?
I don't know. DeVere would be fine for me.
I think you're suffering from sunstroke, sir. I'll get the doctor to look over you. Bones!
And Saudi, all I'm asking is, why do we not retaliate when our enemies taunt us by blowing up our refineries and our finest hotels?
Young cousin Faisal, you have said enough. Perhaps too much. There are times when silence is more eloquent than words. So shut up.
Why do we not strike now, like the desert scarab that devours the ant? Like the desert scarab that...
Like the young wolf who challenges the old wise pack leader, only to find himself dead on the sands in the moonlight if he's not careful? You are ill-advised to use metaphor against me, young Faisal.
You have done nothing but search for these prisoners. Why?
Ah, the head of Asp. I hope for your sake that you bring good news.
Your Highness, the prisoners have been found.
Excellent!
No... Unfortunately, not by us. They were picked up by an American warship, and they are at this moment being debriefed by the Allied High Command.
Polite, head of ass! Did I not warn you that all your relatives, friends, acquaintances, and domestic pets would die?
Yes, which is why I brought them along.
How do you do, Your Highness? I'm Mr. Hassan.
My dentist.
Prepare to die! We'll start with the goldfish.
Are you saying, Mr. Gravatt, that this photograph of Saudi could stop the war?
Yes, General Batseka.
That's a goddamn shame.
Application of the photo showing Saudi and Arabella at it like knives would finish him in the eyes of his own people. Alternatively, we can sit on the photo and blackmail him. I'd say, speaking as a sneaky beaky, it's a no-lose situation.
Okay, let's see the photo.
Well, here's half of it, which I kept.
2 sets of genitals, so what?
Pomeroy's got the other half.
Yes, where is Pomeroy? I haven't clapped eyes on him since I saw him climbing into that helicopter.
General Budstaker, one of the helicopters has gone missing.
Pomeroy? That means he can blackmail us over the blackmailing of Saudi.
But that's blackmail!
Where's it all going to end?
I don't know!
Gersh was written by Ian Hislop and Nick Newman and starred Martin Jarvis as Foxwell Cravat, Mac McDonald as Max Pomeroy, Caroline Quentin as Iolanthe Diamond, Felicity Montague as Lady Arabella Derbyshire, Jonathan Coy as Charles Ambrose Fortescue DeVere, and also featured Julian Dutton, Toby Longworth, and Steve Steen. The producer was Colin Swush.